O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The glory of these 40 days we celebrate with songs of praise. For Christ, by whom all things were made, himself has fasted and has prayed. Alone and fasting, Moses saw the loving God who gave the law, and to Elijah fasting came the steeds and chariots of flame. So Daniel trained his mystic sight, delivered from the lion's might. And John, the bridegroom's friend, became the herald of Messiah's name. Then grant us, Lord, like them to be full oft in fast and prayer with thee, our spirit strengthen with thy grace, and give us joy to see thy face. O Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, to thee be every prayer addressed, who art in threefold name adored, from age to age the only Lord. The Lord says, turn away from sin and open your hearts to the gospel. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down, to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly. From his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord says, turn away from sin, and open your hearts to the gospel. I will offer a sacrifice of praise and call upon the name of the Lord. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me. The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I will offer a sacrifice of praise and call upon the name of the Lord. No one takes my life away from me. I lay it down freely, and I shall take it up again. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name, every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. No one takes my life away from me. I lay it down freely, and I shall take it up again. A reading from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians. We beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, on the day of salvation I have helped you. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. We avoid giving anyone offense, so that our ministry may not be blamed. On the contrary, in all that we do, we strive to present ourselves as ministers of God. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy. For we have sinned against you.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions,
for we have sinned against you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Now that we have been justified by faith, let us be at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exaltavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem angeles suae, et jenem ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius progenie et progenies timentibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui. Deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inane. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Now that we have been justified by faith, let us be at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us give glory to Christ the Lord, who became our teacher, our example, and our brother. Let us pray to him, saying, Lord, fill your people with your life. Lord Jesus, you became like us in all things but sin. Teach us how to share with others their joy and sorrow, that our love may grow deeper every day.
Lord, fill your people with your life.
Help us to feed you in feeding the hungry, and to give you drink in giving drink to the thirsty.
Lord, fill your people with your life.
You raised Lazarus from the sleep of death. Grant that those who have died the death of sin may rise again through faith and repentance.
Lord, fill your people with your life.
Through the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints, inspire many to follow you with greater zeal and perfection.
Lord, fill your people with your life.
Let the dead rise in your glory to enjoy your love forever.
Lord, fill your people with your life.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Oh,
God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Ave Regina Celorum. Ave Domina Angelorum. Salve Radix, salve Porta, ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omnes speciosa. Valle o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum exora.